What is up, everyone? This is Alex Lieberman, co-founder and CEO of Morning Brew, coming to you with another episode of The Founder's Journal, my daily audio diary made public for the world, where I talk about the most important lessons, the most important wins, the most important losses behind the scenes of Morning Brew. As always, I am joined by my co-pilot, Mr. Josh Kaplan, who pushes the conversation further and asks the questions that you're probably wondering as you're watching this. Today, we are talking about hiring as a team sport and why it requires all hands on deck to hire effectively. Let's hop into it.
Hiring. How many people have you hired so far?
Me directly or the company?
You're the CEO of this company. How many people have we hired since the start of company and now?
Somewhere north of 53.
And we've had a little bit of turnover, so call it 60, something like that.
Yeah.
You've made a lot of hiring decisions.
I have, and I've made some good hiring decisions, and I've fucked up hiring as well. Hiring is one of the most humbling things because it feels amazing when you make an amazing hire, and it's like a part of the business that you had to worry about before. There's silence, but silence in the best way. There's calm because someone you hire knows what they're doing, and you don't have to worry about it anymore. But on the flip side, it's incredibly humbling because I have fucked up hires before, and there is nothing more crippling to a business than a botched hire. And so the reason that we're talking about this today is because Morning Brew is continuing to hire really quickly. We have 53 people now. We'll likely be between 70 and 75 by the end of the year. And we had a kickoff call, a few senior people in the company today, to talk about what our hiring process is for some of the roles we're hiring for. A few of them are senior editorial roles. One is a senior role for our B2B business. And as we were going through this conversation, it just made me think about how oftentimes companies and people believe that hiring rides or dies by the hiring manager. And so if hiring is taking too long or a mishire happens, it is on the hiring manager. Like they are wearing that loss or that mess up. And I just think that's a fundamentally flawed view of the world. Hiring is a team effort. It takes a shit ton of time. It is effectively a part-time job for many people. And I think that having the conversations that we as senior leaders had this morning to coordinate on hiring process is so important. I actually couldn't envision a world in which you don't do that. Like hiring does not operate in a silo. It's a cross-functional effort.
Yeah, tell me more about how it's a cross-functional effort. I mean, one person is typically in charge, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, the way I think about it is this, right? You have a hiring manager, but then you ultimately need someone who is like the conductor of the hiring process. And I think sometimes the recruiter, if you have an in-house recruiter, a recruiter serves this role. In other companies, it's the head of people. But basically, I think the most important thing is if you're hiring relatively quickly, let's say 5 people or more a quarter, having someone who is effectively a conductor, or the way I thought about it in my head is, if anyone's familiar with the sport crew, like boating, you have a coxswain, and a coxswain is the person that sits at the front of the boat facing the rowers to make sure they're all rowing in unison. To me, you need the coxswain, and if you don't, like the hiring process could be completely effed up, because if any part of the process, from interviewing to accepting applications to outreach to final interviews, gets slowed down or someone forgets about what they're supposed to do, the entire process is messed up. So first of all, like we've made sure that there is a coxswain of Morning Brew's hiring process. That is our head of people. But then in this meeting, we basically went through the most important questions that we think need to be answered to run a successful hiring process for the roles we're hiring for. And the ones we talked about were a GM of B2B media, a senior editor of lifestyle content, an executive editor of business content, and then a head of multimedia. And some of the questions we went about answering were, first and foremost, have we decided the comp range for these roles? That's a pretty important thing because one of the first things you do in a hiring process is have a screening call. In that screening call, you let the candidate know what their comp range is or like what they're looking for, because if you don't know that, or if they tell you something that's well out of that range, well, then at least you can stop that part of the process with them there. We answered other questions like, how are we marketing this role, right? Like, are we using Morning Brew? Are we using Austin and my social accounts? Are we doing outreach, etc.? Who is going to be involved in the interview process? Because something that a lot of companies fall victim to, that we have fallen victim to in the past, is involving everyone and their mother in the hiring process. It is so easy to justify having 12 people involved in a 7-step interview process. Not only is it highly inefficient, it also creates more places where the process can break. But also, if you're thinking about hiring, say, for 40 roles in a given year, are you going to have every person in your company spending time in interviews for a dozen roles? So that was a question we answered. And then also saying, what does the interview process look like? Is there an assignment? When is someone talking to who? And so we went through all of these questions together, because if we didn't, I don't think we would have had the team coordination that we'll have now moving forward, where our head of people is, let's call it like the coxswain or project manager of the hiring process. But then each person that was in this conversation knows the part they play, whether that's on hiring or like recruiting, marketing, setting up the assignments, doing outreach, et cetera.
What else? This has transformed dramatically since we've started doing it. And it's crazy to see how we've gotten more specialized and better at finding people. And I think like the networks have really opened up so we can go beyond our network and find people. It's incredibly interesting to see us like add different layers of people within the organization and just as we transform. So, I mean, you keep learning about more hiring, but any last thoughts?
My final thoughts are, one, it's like it is always a game of trade-off and opportunity cost. And what I mean by that is we're hiring for like 15 different roles right now, but we need to put them into buckets of priority, or we're going to end up hiring for none of those roles. It's also a game of trade-offs as it relates to who to include in interviews. When we don't include people in interviews, it's not because we don't value their opinion, but like people's time is really valuable. And also the people we're hiring, their time is valuable. And so we have to be respectful of the process for candidates and know that we're doing enough to get to an answer of should we hire someone, but not too much where it's unreasonable what we ask of them. And the final thing is it's been interesting to see as co-founders how Austin and my involvement in the recruiting process has evolved over time, where in the early days, him and I would be part of every single hiring process. That is not what we're able to do now. What I would say is for the most senior people that we're hiring, Austin and I will meet these people, but for anything, let's say lower than or more junior than VP, Austin or I will meet these people. And generally I'll focus on meeting people in like the brand marketing, design and content world. And he'll focus on meeting people in like the revenue growth and product world.
You want to make a bet?
Let's hear it.
If we talk about hiring 6 months from now, do you think you'll have just as many new lessons to present once again?
I'm sure. I'm sure. Hiring is an ever-evolving organism. It never gets easier, but you do build better processes and models for how to hire people faster, but not do so in a way that is dilutive to the company. So yeah, hiring is a humbling process. We've learned a lot, but to Josh's point, we're probably going to have an even more evolved playbook 6 months from now. And for anyone that's watching or listening, would love to hear from you. How do you run your hiring process? Or when you recruited for a job, what is a hiring process that you were blown away by, and why were you blown away by it? Shoot me an email at alex@morningbrew.com. Would love to hear your feedback and your ideas. Thank you everyone for watching the Founders Journal, and we will catch you tomorrow. Take it easy.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.